Okay, this is Annabelle Gunderson. I'm reporting for the Centertain portion of FHC Today's podcast, and I am interviewing Lizzie Lopez to talk about the turning over of club ownership. So my first question for you, Lizzie, is what made you initially join NHS?
I was in NJHS in middle school, so I wanted to continue that into high school. And I knew Ms. Dowphy was the sponsor, and I had her for a semester sophomore year, and I was like, I want to be in NHS.
What did your application look like?
I wrote an essay, which was just saying how my life applied to the pillars. Just filled out some random stuff, and they took my grades into account and letters of teacher recommendation.
Mm-hmm. What inspired you to become an officer?
I originally just was planning to run for a board member because I was going to be student council president, but no one else wanted to be NHS president. So I was like, okay, I will run.
Did you always want to be an officer?
Yeah, Stuka was a big part of like my high school life. So I like wanted to put that before NHS, but then when I realized like, oh, NHS and Stuka work really well together, and like a lot of service project opportunities came from student council, it like aligned really well for NHS and Stuka.
What were your plans as president?
I kind of just continued what we had last year. I added like some organizational things, as in like organizing how people turn in point sheets, sending out more service projects, getting more fundraisers. I know we did Freddy's this year, which was like a way a lot of members earned fundraiser points, so just more opportunities.
And how do you feel about the work and opportunities you did this past year for NHS?
I think we did a lot of things. Like, I kept track of how many stuff we sent out. I sent out like 45 to 50 service projects this year, and we initiated FHC Cleans, which was like a great way to help our custodial staff. We raised a lot of money for scholarships. I know three people got scholarships this year, added up to $2,750, and that was all from the members who like went to Freddy's and bought meals or did TJ's Pizza and gave back. So without the members, we wouldn't have been able to give three members of NHS scholarships.
And what was it like to take over from the previous president?
Riley was very organized, and she showed me everything I needed to do. So I felt very prepared going into the role, and she wrote me a little letter of things I needed to do or things I could change if I wished or if I wanted to change them. So having such an organized president before me really helped me continue her legacy.
And then what did you do for your transition to the new president?
I wrote Macy a letter of everything I needed to do, and I've met with her a couple of times, showed her how to work with Google Drive, showed her how point sheets work, and we've been texting pretty much like every day, and she's been asking me questions, and then I'll answer them for her.
Do you think it'll be a good, successful turnover?
I think it will. She's already sending out service projects, which is very helpful. She's already organized a supply drive for Rabia and Zane's group or like organization. So that's really helpful. And yeah, I think she's gonna do amazing things.
I'm here with Macy Perks, in which we're gonna talk about the turning over of clubs and ownership and all that fun stuff that comes along at the end of the year. So my first question for you is, what made you initially join NHS?
I joined NHS because I really wanted to get involved in the school, and it was a good club that really puts students out there into service projects and help out around the school.
And then what did your application look like?
My application, it consisted of an essay where we had to explain how we show the pillars of NHS and explain how we would contribute to our school and society.
And then could you expand upon what the pillars of NHS are?
So there's scholarship, which is your grades and basically like your overall school, like how well you do in school, leadership, which is how you show leadership in your school, and respect is how you show respect towards your elders and your other students, and overall just a good mannered student, and integrity is you're honest with all your school things and good grades.
And then what inspired you to become an officer?
I wanted to become an officer because I'm really good at leadership skills. I'm really good at commanding a group and keeping things organized. And the people that did want to be officers, there wasn't really many people that wanted to step up, so I decided to step up.
Mm-hmm. And then why president in specific?
I chose president because, once again, leadership is a really big thing for me, and I kind of like taking charge. So president is that main role that gets to take charge and control of everything.
Did you always want to be an officer?
Yeah, I knew pretty much from the start that I would be applying for an officer position. I didn't know I was going to be president, though, until a couple weeks before we started the election process.
And what are your plans as president?
I really want to push for more service opportunities for the students, more opportunities for students to get out there and help our community, as well as, you know, requiring a little bit more than just donating some items. I really want them to get out there and help our community.
And what do you anticipate taking over the club to look like, or what does it already look like?
So it was a pretty easy and smooth transition, thanks to Lizzie Lopez, the past president. She really helps me take control of everything. She gave me a bunch of advice, wrote me a letter, and so we're going to keep a lot of things the same. The only thing we're adding is just a few minor things.
Would you expand on, like, what... how she helped you and like what that letter entailed?
Yeah. So like the letter, basically it outlined the structure of NHS and how I should divvy up. Well, it was all a suggestion. She said, like, this is how I did it, you don't have to keep it. But she divvied up how the power would work between the officers and just a breakdown of how everything really worked with the point system and attendance and all of that.
Okay. Anything else you would like to add or speak about?
No.
Thank you.